This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you've ever seen those viral videos of gorillas comically avoiding the rain, dashing for shelter like they're melting, you might assume they all hate getting wet. But over at Werribee Open Range Zoo, one gorilla has been caught doing the complete opposite, and he's loving every drop of it. Well, joining us now is African River Trail Keeper at Werribee Open Range Zoo, Kiralee Poole, to tell us about the surprising behaviour and what it reveals about gorilla intelligence, personalities, and how we can all help protect them in the wild. Kiralee, welcome to Drive.
Having me.
What was your reaction the first time you saw, is it Ganyeke? Is that how I say it? Completely soaking up the rain?
Yeah, that's right. So the first time I saw it, honestly, it was a bit of squealing and giggling because it's pretty cute and funny to watch. But then we just kept watching to see what he was going to do next.
And what does he do? Describe to us how he behaves when it rains.
So what we've started to see Ganyeke doing is when it rains not too heavy, it has to be the perfect amount, he'll lay down in the grass and he will just, it's sort of like making snow angels, but in the grass. So he'll rub his arms like up and down. He sort of scoops up the moisture from the grass and rubs it on his chest. Aww. He's normally got a bit of a smile going on. His toes go up in the air and he curls them up. So yeah, he has a great time.
Now, when we watch videos of gorillas in the rain, we often see them running away from rain, not enjoying it. Is that their normal behaviour?
So this is where it gets a bit interesting from Ganyeke's behaviour. And in general, you do see gorillas not loving rain. We see it amongst our gorilla boys here too. If the rain gets too heavy, Ganyeke himself, he'll actually grab a blanket and pop it over his head before he runs to cover. So it does seem like it's quite a common thing, but gorillas out in the wild, they are living in misty, humid areas. We think if it's just the perfect amount of rain and it's not too cold, it looks like Ganyeke at least knows how to have fun out there.
Now, tell us about his brother. Apparently, he takes a completely different approach to wet weather, I understand.
So Yakini tends to huddle up is probably the best way to describe it. So again, we give the gorillas blankets. They've got heated shelters and bedding out in their habitat. So he knows that if it starts to rain, if he just puts his blanket over his head, he tucks himself in nicely, he's going to stay nice and warm. But also he can probably wait it out before he has to go outside.
I think I'm more like his brother, Yakini.
Yeah, I think most of us are in this Melbourne weather.
What does it say, though, about, I suppose, we're talking about two different personalities, aren't we? What does it say about the siblings in terms of how they've been brought up and how they got these two different personalities when it comes to tolerating wet weather?
Well, it's a really interesting one. So funnily enough, their dad, Mataba, who also lives here at Werribee Open Range Zoo, he's quite fond of rolling around in the wet weather as well. So I'm not sure if maybe it's something that Ganyeke has watched his dad do over the years and he's picked it up. It's really hard to say without being able to ask them, but it definitely does give us an insight into the fact that the gorillas, they do have very different personalities, very different preferences, and there's probably a lot more to learn about gorillas in general.
We're on Drive with Kiralee Poole from Werribee Open Range Zoo, hearing about gorilla behaviour in the rain, sibling drama, and of course how smart training is helping with healthcare. We're going to get onto that very shortly. I've heard that he also gets up to a little bit of mischief, such as stealing food, waking up others. Tell us about that, Kiralee.
Yeah, so through the cameras, we've been able to see Ganyeke do some pretty cheeky things. Overnight, we've got the gorillas currently sleeping in separate areas, mainly so that they can, having three males, there can be a lot of tension built amongst the group. So it gives them a chance to all sort of rest and recover overnight. But we've seen Ganyeka, he'll go up to the side next where he's next to his dad, and he'll poke his little fingers through, and he'll just get close enough that he can poke him and really be, I don't want to say annoying, but probably annoying. He's been known to sort of, when his brother's having a sleep in the outside shelters, Ganyeka will sneak up. He must think he's a bit smaller than he is because he hides behind one tree and then the next until he's close enough to bang on the walls and run away. So he gets up to all sorts of cheeky stuff.
What? Just on that, I mean, obviously that's part of play. What role does play have in terms of socialising between all the different gorillas?
So play is really important for socialisation. So these two, the two younger boys are living here at Werribee with their dad, Mataba. So they are all absolutely fully grown, mature adult males now, but they have been living together for their whole life. So one thing that's really cool to see in the zoo setting is that we do see that adults getting a bit more into play amongst themselves, whereas out in the wild, gorillas might, as they get older, they've got more responsibilities. So even though they might play with the younger gorillas, they tend to not play so much amongst themselves. That we've seen, of course. Who knows what they're getting up to when no one's looking. But we see a lot of play between our, as I said, big bulky males here. So it's really interesting to watch. And hopefully it's helping to provide some information as we are learning more and more about gorillas each day.
I wonder, Kiralee, if that's a reflection on them being so comfortable that they want to play, you know, but obviously the good work that you and the staff at Werribee Open Range Zoo are putting in, the comfort, you mentioned they've got warm surroundings. I wonder if that makes them relax and they think, you know what, we can spend a little time playing. We don't have to worry about that, you know, threat around the corner.
Yeah, that's definitely our goal. We want the gorillas to feel very comfortable in doing basically whatever behaviour they feel like doing. We want to support them in doing that.
What is it that you love about gorillas? Why do you want to work with them?
The list is endless, to be honest. probably their intelligence is one of the most incredible things. So it's hard to put into words what made me initially want to work with them. I honestly just thought they were amazing. But having worked with them now, seeing how they go about their training has been really incredible. So we've worked through with some of our gorillas to do things like voluntarily let someone take an ultrasound of their heart and things like that. So just seeing that their intelligence and how they can go about things is honestly incredible.
Kiralee, just on that, like when we're talking about things like heart monitoring, ultrasounds, even dental checks, how do you build the trust to work so closely with them on that level?
To simplify it, I'm going to say food. So we have lots of, we work with the gorillas through positive reinforcement. So all the training we do is based on if we've asked them to do something, they know they're going to get something really good afterwards. So for the gorillas, it's a food type. So they love some sweet things. Sometimes we give them things like jam and peanut butter, normally nuts and that sort of thing. But yeah, over time, we spend a lot of time when we first start working with the individual gorillas, literally just feeding them. So they start to associate us with food and that positivity around food. And then we can progress that to utilizing that as a way to train them to do all those amazing behaviors, like get them to open their mouth nice and wide so we can check all their teeth. And we can even, if we need to, we can get them to turn around and show us their bottoms.
We're chatting with Kiralee Poole from Werribee Open Range Zoo. Kiralee, I mean, I don't want to compare it to a pet dog, but one thing I notice about my dog is I get to know him so well that I can sort of almost tell what he's trying to say to me. I know when he's unhappy, you know, do you want to go out for a walk? Ah, you want that, do you? Or something's under the couch. Do you feel like with the gorillas, you've worked so closely with them, even though you can't necessarily speak the same language to each other, you understand them really well?
Yeah, absolutely. It feels that way. When we go into work with them each day, we always try to have a nice positive attitude because we know how much our attitude has an impact on them. And we also see some keepers when they come back for lunch at lunchtime, if the gorillas have been in a bad mood, sometimes they come back in a bad mood. So there's a lot of influence between us, but it definitely does feel like we've got an understanding, and it literally just feels like a few words. If they could learn a few words, or if we could learn a few gorilla vocalizations, we'd be able to communicate even that little bit more better.
Now, Ganyenka and Yakini and the family are all very safe and healthy and well looked after at Werribee Open Range Zoo, but it's not so much the case in the wild, is it? They're critically endangered. What's threatening their survival in the wild?
So they've got quite a few things coming up against them out in the wild. So they've got illegal poaching and disease. So if you think about how we as people can get a cold or the flu, that can go through gorilla groups as well as a few other nasty diseases. There's also habitat destruction through logging and mining for some of the minerals that go into your mobile phones and other electronics. So there's quite a few challenges out there for them.
Now, one of the unexpected links, I suppose, is between our mobile phones and gorilla conservation, like you said. But there is something that we can do to potentially help recycle that material and use our old mobiles for a great cause. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Zoos Victoria has an initiative called They're Calling on You. And what it is asking you to do is to consider donating your old mobile phones. So it does two things. So when you recycle your old mobile phones, we can recycle those minerals that would normally come from gorilla habitat. They can get reused in new mobile phones. So it just helps to reduce some of the pressure from that mining on their habitat. And the second thing it does is it helps raise funds for some of our partners who are working out in the wild for gorilla conservation. So there's one called the Gorilla Doctors who have just been a part of a really cool thing where they've actually released some gorillas back into the wild.
Oh, fantastic. That's amazing to hear. Kira Lee, I love the work that you're doing out there at Werribee Open Range Zoo. If we want to come along and see Ganyenka, can we see him?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're out for most of the day. Sometimes they come inside so that the keepers can go out into their habitat and put out more food or enrichment for them. But most days they're out and about. And as we've seen, not even the rain stops them these days.
Fantastic. Kira Lee, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive today.
Thank you for having me.
If you want to get involved or you want to recycle your old mobile for a great cause there, you can head to zoo.org.au/phone or drop it off next time you visit Werribee Open Range Zoo. That was Kira Lee Poole, African River Trail Keeper at Werribee Open Range Zoo.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.